Commission, Commissioner Bill Review, Commissioner Waters.
I make the motion we pay the bills with the exception of one to Dan Sykes for $300, and that was Commissioner Nugent's attorney.
Okay. Okay, you're moving to approve, pay the bills with the exception of that bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
My second is that bring the other up for discussion?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, second,
A second.
Okay, second, Mr. Robert, okay. Okay, let's have discussion on that. Go ahead, who wants to start?
I'll start it, since I pulled the bill. I think it was already pulled, but regardless, it was pulled tonight for discussion here. And the reason I pulled the bill is I don't think it's responsibility at this time to pay attorney fees for a commissioner when he has not been actually charged with anything. There was a committee appointed, and that will be coming up later. I don't know if it'll come up tonight, but...
Yes.
Okay, and, but I see no need to pay in that bill at taxpayers' expense.
Okay.
I'll let your Clay Martin on this, please.
Let me run the meeting and then...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay?
I thought you gave me...
No, not yet. Okay, Mr. Waters, Mr. Roberts, do you have any comments?
We can hear from the attorney on it, and then we can go from there.
Okay. Mr. Smith, do you have anything to say before the attorney says his statement?
No, I'm waiting to hear the attorney. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to chime in and say that I totally understand what has happened. And in my gut, I don't think we need to pay it either, but I don't know if we can legally withstand a challenge if we don't. So based on that, I'd like to have the attorney provide us with some legal opinion facts.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I've researched this issue. I was aware in advance of tonight that it was something that was going to be coming before the commission. There are two sources of legal authority on this that would lead me to the opinion that the city is obligated to pay the invoice. One of those sources is based on statute, and that's Florida Statute Section 111.07. The other is based on common law as interpreted by the Florida Supreme Court, most extensively in its opinion of October 11, 1990 in Thornburg versus City of Fort Walton Beach. Under the statute, it states that any municipality is authorized to provide an attorney to defend any civil action arising. So that provides the authority to the city. And then, continuing on, to defend any civil action arising from a complaint for damages or injuries suffered as a result of act or omission of action of any of its officers, employees, or agents, for an act or omission arising out of and in the scope of his or her employment or function, unless in the case of a tort action, and it goes on to some language that's really not applicable here. And then defense of such civil action includes, but is not limited to, a civil rights action seeking relief personally against the officer. However, any attorney's fees paid from public funds for any officer, employee, or agent who is found to be personally liable by virtue of acting outside the scope of his or her employment may be recovered by the state. So that is the statute. The summary of the case is Florida courts have long recognized that public officials are entitled to legal representation at public expense to defend themselves against litigation arising from the performance of their official duties while serving a public purpose. purpose of this common law rule is to avoid the killing effect that a denial of representation not having a public official on public officials in performing their duties properly and diligently. This entitlement to attorney's fees arises independent of statute, ordinance, or charter. For public officials to be entitled to representation at public expense, the litigation must arise out of or in connection with the performance of their official duties and serve a public purpose. So a couple of points. The language uses the word litigation or civil action. Those are used in the loosest sense, meaning an adversarial proceeding, not necessarily a formally filed lawsuit in a circuit or county court of original jurisdiction. It applies to proceedings, for example, in front of the Florida Ethics Commission. And it's my opinion that the adversarial nature of the proceeding that was initiated here at the city level would also fall under the definition here of litigation. In this case, the city commission appointed a committee to investigate this matter. That committee then proceeded to do that investigation as a precursor to making a recommendation for action back to the full board. It received written statements from witnesses who were present at the time of the events that led to the appointment of the committee to investigate. It also, and this is very important, it also, as part of that investigation, made a request of Commissioner Nugent to provide a statement as well. At that point in the investigation, by inviting him to provide a statement, it then created, in my opinion, an entitlement to legal counsel. At that point, through a series of meetings, it was determined that the city did not have the processes in place that were really necessary and incumbent upon the city to have to be able to proceed with the investigation and any disciplinary process that might arise out of it. And I know that that's something on the agenda for further discussion tonight. And so that being the recommendation, there was no action taken against the commissioner there's not a recommendation for action to be taken against the commissioner by that committee. And given that, the city did not prevail in its action to seek disciplinary action against the commissioner. Given this, he did not lose that proceeding. I don't know that there's a declared loser or winner, but he certainly did not lose in that proceeding. And as a result, based on my interpretation of the statute and more directly my interpretation of common law, the city would be required to pay his bill. As to some of the comments that were made before I took the floor, this proceeding is a separate proceeding from any other proceeding that could happen, for example, out of this series of events that might occur before the Florida Ethics Commission. And so because they are two different proceedings, they stand independently of one another, and it's entirely possible that if there was a proceeding before the Florida Ethics Commission and wrongdoing was determined to have been found, in that circumstance, the commissioner might not be entitled to his fees, depending on how that played out. However, that would be an independent determination from how the city's disciplinary proceedings played out, which in this case, again, I think entitles him to have the fees paid. So that is my legal opinion and my basis for it.
Okay. Mr. Ward?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, that we don't have procedures in place on the books, and we want to do it now. But this is, to me, it's too late. And I'm willing to turn it over to the Ethics Committee and see if there's any violation there. If they are, okay. If they're not, I'm fine with it. But I want a clear answer besides just because we don't have something in place, that the Ethics Committee look at it and tell us.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, do you have any comment?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We did have those two meetings. I'm going to report on it later. There's a lot can be said. I would just say I truly agree with the spirit Commissioner Water is saying. But in listening to, and I could elaborate on that a long time, because we did have two meetings on it.
Hang on a second. By agreeing to pay it, we did not get far enough to the meetings to get into it. As far as, and I'll just tag on to what Commissioner Water said, and it was my understanding when we started that thing, that we were just looking into it. It was not going into it to see, we didn't at that time know of anything was done. So at that point, it was just an ad hoc committee that looked into it, was going to look into it. Attorneys got involved at that point, which that's neither here nor there. And at that point, we decided to, table it that we can workshop some parameters on it. My opinion as far as who did what and who is wrong, I will reserve that. We had two meetings on it. We took statements from the people that was involved. I did not get a statement from Commissioner Nugent. So we didn't really get into all the things that were done, but I do know what was done by the statements done by the employees, and I do know that because that was on the record. Now, whether it was contested by Commissioner Nugent or not, we never got that far. But in the spirit of where Commissioner Waters is coming from, I will tell you, I'm not going to talk out both sides of my mouth, I agree. But in listening to the legal counsel, and I represent the city of Stark, I'm Scott Roberts, and in representing the city of Stark and trying to do the best for the city, I would probably vote to pay the bill. If you want my answer on paying the bill, pay the bill. But if you want to get into the other stuff, which we did not get into, That's for another day, and we'll talk about that when my committee report comes up.
Okay.
But
thank you, sir.
Enough said.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Smith, would you like to have something to say?
Yes, I just thought this was a fact-finding mission. I didn't see the need for an attorney to get involved at this point. I don't see our city has any procedures on authorizing commissioners to go out and get legal counsel without our approval or any. There's no written rules on that. So you could flip the coin on the other side that we don't have those rules either. But it just seems silly that we brought in an attorney at that point. I think if it's the advice of the attorney, I understand, and we just need to pay the bill.
Okay, thank you.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Would you pay the bill if it had come in at $10,000?
as I said, we don't have any procedures, and we're going by what our attorney's telling us on the Florida statute. I didn't see this as a legal dispute at the time. It was a fact-finding. So that's where I stand at. This was a fact-finding mission to bring back to the board. And at that point, we're here, and that's wherever the attorney leads us, because I think we need to get this all written up where this situation never occurs again.
Okay, well, before you, let me just give my opinion. As I stated, I don't think we should be responsible for paying the bill, because as Commissioner Smith and Commissioner Roberts stated, it was a fact finding. We were just trying to get to the bottom of what happened. And I do have some questions, Mr. Attorney, all due respect, sir, that, you know, in your statement, you said your opinion. In my opinion, we should pay it. You said that. And you said, in your interpretation, okay. And I know that you're saying that based on your legal experience, but you know, I have concern if it's in the case law that yes, we should, but then you know, you interjected your opinion, and I don't know if I want to, because my opinion is we shouldn't. Your opinion and your interpretation is that we should, and you insert your own personal opinion and interpretation. In what you said, so I'm not inclined to want to spend city funds based on an opinion. If it's law, if it's case law, it's been done before. If it's in the statute specifically for whatever, then yes. But based on just on an opinion, I don't know.
I believe y'all did this on his opinion. And if you don't trust him as your lawyer, then why do you have him as your lawyer? If you don't trust the legal advice.
Is that a question you're asking?
I'm just asking the question. Is the commission, because if he's giving you legal advice and you don't want to take
it. Stop, sir.
Well, I'll speak.
No, sir. You asked the question. On this issue, I have a question about the attorney's opinion, because he said it was in his opinion. In previous discussions and in previous sharing of information and giving us information, I haven't always heard him say that, and that leads me to have some concern. So that's the answer to your question.
I've heard him several times say he has his opinion, but that's right. Something you might not have heard, but I've heard him say it several times.
Okay, so what else do you want to say on the issue?
On the record, I think that he's correct, and then they wanted to do a statement. I had to get me an attorney, and by the rules, I'm entitled to it. Not great. I mean, the other ones already had their opinion, and that's mine.
Okay, go ahead.
You asked a question, I want to throw in my 2 cents. You the cause of this and to begin with. Why should we pay for your attorney?
I don't have to answer any questions to you. Well,
that's right. Well, I'm just asking. I mean,
but I will say, I will say this does surprise me that this happened when I know other commissioners who stood up in front of other commissioners and cussed them out, ended up in the paper, and nothing happened to them. I know other ones that are under investigation for incidents way back when the other previous clerk was the investigator for things, wrongdoings, but nothing ever happened to him. So
your mouth is what caused.
I'm just wondering.
Okay, let me take control of the meeting.
You go ahead.
What has happened with other people has no leeway on this situation. The reason that I supported an ad hoc committee was because the complaint was brought to us. The other issues are outside of this board and this board's authority. That's the reason I wanted to have an ad hoc. Mr. Roberts.
Well, we have to understand that there's more than Commissioner Nugent that's been involved in this. We have employees that we have that was involved in this.
Yes.
So the investigation was for the city of Stark. Commissioner Nugent was part of this.
But we have employees that we owe the right to look into when they have a complaint and bring it to their superiors. So we were acting not just on, which I agree with what Commissioner Nugent did, but we were also acting on stuff that involved our employee and business that was conducted with the city of Stark. So this whole thing of investigation wasn't just about, and when we started this thing, we did not know where it was going. We wanted to get the facts to find out if there was something that the employees needed to do or not do. So at this point, there's more than just Danny, Mr. Nugent involved. So that's how this thing came about. It wasn't something that just got brought up because of Commissioner Nugent. We also had other people involved in this that we took statements from. So they have a say in this too. So that's where the investigation began and started to look into the city of Stark. I said in the meeting, it was not to go after Danny Nugent. This was to look at the city of Stark, which we had valued employees that were involved in this, that we owed it to them to look into it. So this is not just about Commissioner Nugent.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Attorney, you were going to say something.
Yes, Madam Mayor. So as to the issue of the stating of an opinion, it's actually a term of art in the law. And Madam Mayor, you're even close enough here to me here that you can look at the case I'm looking at and see that it has the word opinion on it. And so lawyers and judges look at the facts of a circumstance. They determine what the legal issues are. They try to look at both prior case law precedent and statute to determine what the rule of the law is. They analyze that and they give a conclusion. And in the law, that conclusion is called an opinion. Even in this circumstance here, the judge, who's a judge, it's called, his statement's called, or his conclusion is called an opinion. Uh-huh. And so it is a term of art in the law that is used. And so when I say I'm giving an opinion, I've gone through the same process that a judge would do. I've looked at the facts, I've looked at the issues involved, I've looked at the legal rule, both in statute and in case law. I think the case law rule is much more applicable here than the statute. I've given that analysis and reached a conclusion. And in the law, the conclusion is called an opinion.
Okay. I understand that. Thank you for that brief law lesson, and I understand that. But my question, my cause for concern was that when you were saying all that you read to us was a part of the case law and a part of the legal opinion. But then you said, and in my opinion, and I'm thinking, well, if it's just your opinion, then I disagree with your opinion, and I vote no. But that's my reason for that. Okay.
And Madam Mayor, a judge may disagree with my opinion too.
We can all agree to disagree.
Right, but that is, so that would be my legal conclusion. A judge may go through the same analysis I would, and they may reach a separate conclusion. Just so happens they're a judge, so there's matters right. And none done. So.
Yes, exactly. Right. Okay, so with no other discussion, we have a motion on the board. Motion Commissioner Waters to pay the bills with the exception of the $300 bill that was presented by Commissioner Nugent to cover his legal expenses arising from the ad hoc committee investigation. And it was seconded by Commissioner Roberts. Now, I have a legal question, Mr. Attorney. Is Mr. Nugent allowed to vote on this motion?
So on this particular motion, because it does not inure to his benefit, the motion is to only approve everything except his invoice, he could vote on it. If after this someone were to offer a motion that would allow the commission to state its position one way or another on his particular invoice,
because that inures to his benefit, because it's his obligation to pay it, and the city would be reimbursing him effectively, although it's been presented to the commission as a direct payment to the attorney, effectively you're reimbursing it to Mr. Nugent. I think he would have to declare a conflict of interest and not vote on that motion.
Mr. Attorney, did you not, when you had discussed with my attorney during the last hearing, that we told you about the attorney fees that you agreed to pay him?
I did not agree.
I'll just text him that message then.
I did tell him he could submit them, but I didn't tell him we'd pay him out of the ability.
So point of clarity to me, because yet again, I just heard you say that it's a reimbursement, and that leads me to feel or think, or Mr. Nugent has already paid the bill. Mr. Nugent is trying to get his money back, is that right?
Correct. I went and paid it myself, and the attorney said I could do that, and then I'd be reimbursed for their conversation. But I'll just wait to see what y'all do by the rule, and then y'all,
okay.
Now I'll vote.
Okay.
If I'm allowed to vote, I'll vote.
Yeah, you're allowed to vote on this motion. Okay.
Now, what's this motion for?
Okay, I'm going to repeat it. Okay, now, Mr. Smith, I believe you're not allowed to vote on this motion, sir. Is that our understanding?
Right.
Sir?
Yes, that is correct. I cannot vote.
Okay.
I can listen in and chime in. That's all I can do tonight.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so I will repeat the motion for clarity. The motion that was made by Commissioner Waters and second by Commissioner Roberts is that the board will pay the bills with the exception of the $300 reimbursement bill that was submitted by Commissioner Nugent for his legal fees resulting from the ad hoc committee investigation.
It was issued by Dan Sykes, I think.
Correct. And I
wouldn't
pay it.
The request is to reimburse Mr. Nugent for what he's already paid. Not to pay the bill, not to pay Mr. Sykes. Right, Mr. Nugent? You already gave him his money. You want the money back.
Right. And I took his bill he gave me and I brought it up here and turned it into the clerk.
However that occurred,
exactly.
The request is for reimbursement. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. This is to pay everything for that, right?
Just to pay everything for that.
Yeah.
Aye. All in, any opposed?
Aye.
One, okay. The motion fails 3-1. Okay. Are there any emergency items tonight?
The motion passed 3-1.
I'm sorry, the motion passed. Thank you, sir, for clarity. The motion passed 3-1. Mr.
Adam Mayor.
Yes, sir.
When I pulled the bill last billing cycle, the bill is from Dan Sykes, attorney at law. With the accounting and the auditing, we need to clarify the form or however, whatever we need to state that we're reimbursing and not paying that again.
Do you have the bill?
That would be something for the clerk's office to make sure we get that correct. We do go that route.
Thank you, sir.
Madam.
Yes, sir. Mr.
Clark. Okay. My understanding, I'm pretty thorough. This was...
One moment, sir. Mr. Nugent, you have got to stop writing notes.
I write notes myself.
Mr. Nugent just wrote a note.
To myself, right here at the box. And I said, I wrote myself.
Full disclosure.
Yes, you don't read my stuff. What do you do with my stuff?
Full disclosure.
No, it ain't. It's mine.
Read your note, Mr. Nugent.
My notes say, call Dan Sykes, one of them does, which I got him on the phone right now, and he's listening. Well, that's why I lost him now. And another, I got here, planning on suing the city.
Okay. Mr. Nugent.
If my attorney's curious.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Clark.
I just wanted to clarify the bill and my understanding of it, okay, when it's presented. The bill is on the law officers of Charles Daniel Sykes. However, the request is to reimburse, because the bill is to Danny Nugent. This was the bill he received. He's asking for reimbursement of the bill he's already paid. This was evidence of the fact, as I understand it, that he had paid that bill. This was the
amount of money for the services rendered.
Okay.
So this was not actually a bill sent to us by Mr. Sykes, but was brought in as support in his request for reimbursement, is the way I understand it. Is that not correct, Mr. Nugent?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that's the way, when you move to that bill, if there's discussion on that, that's okay. Clarification of what you're looking at.
Okay.
Is reimbursement in? This is backup documentation of that reimbursement request.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Smith, does that satisfy your question?
Yes, when I looked at the bill, all I saw was the attorney's letterhead on there. So that is clarification. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving ahead, do we have any